It is time for us to check sports. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good to know you're good. Before we get on to that powerhouse, which is the only sport that's performing really like it should, the National Hockey League, how many games were you in on the Major League Baseball season? About 40 games?
No. Almost halfway, almost just around 30.
All right. Guess how many games have been postponed due to COVID-19?
I'd say about 20.
37. 37.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke because if somebody tests positive, right?
Yeah.
You're like sick. You're like out.
And if somebody
I think a lot of these tests are positives that aren't positive.
But there's not only that, Mike. If you test negative, the very next day, guess what? You can test positive.
What does that tell you? Does that tell you A, you're sick? Or B, the tests are wrong.
Well, that's the whole thing. None of the investment has been made into putting out proper tests. Never mind a vaccine. But we'll just go past that. But it just shows 37 games have been postponed, more than the games that have been played. But anyways, I want to leave it there because...
We could stay with that for a minute, two more, because... Now there's an issue with the NFL because of all of these tests that they got back positive that were done in the great state of New Jersey. And now they're saying, well, no, they're not positive. And there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. So anyway,
the people that are doing the testing or the test, that needs to be straightened out really quick because it's just disrupting things that don't need to be disrupted. Of 37 games... that were canceled in Major League Baseball of staff or players or whatever that tested so-called positive. How many of them are really sick? How many of them? None. Not one. I have not heard anything about one Major League representative that's in the hospital.
It's just one of those things that you just shake your head. But I do want to get on to the Stanley Cup because the second round is now set, right?
Oh, they're playing.
Yeah, yeah. How about Washington firing their coach, the Capitals?
Well, you've seen that coming. They won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago, and they got eliminated in the first round last year and this year. So that had to happen.
And we got
their old coach is the guy that's coaching the Islanders.
And we got a good series. The Flyers versus the Islanders starts tonight.
Yep, that should be a good one. Don't underestimate the Islanders. A lot of people are taking them lightly. I don't think so. I mean, they only lost one game since they came back playing. That's pretty darn good. There's some other teams out there that are playing well also, but the Islanders are one of them, and the Flyers are notorious for choking. The series that they just won was the first one that first Stanley Cup series, playoff series that they won since 2012.
And
so, they might be resting on their laurels. The Islanders are going to go right to them. And the first game is big. The Islanders come out and win the first game. I think they win the series in a real quick way.
And the Bruins must be so happy their goaltender decided to sit out because they're winning. They're in the second round and they beat Tampa Bay.
Yep. Well, that's it. Get rid of them. I'm waiting for them to give them his walking papers. That's the next thing they need to do. Tampa Bay-Boston series is a real good series. Tampa Bay is a real good team. Boston held them in check for two periods, and they scored two goals late in the third, one halfway through and one with about a minute left with an empty net. But it was just too little too late. The Bruins played good aggressive forecheck, led to a lot of the Bruin goals last night, and that's the reason why they won that game. And Vancouver was just demolished last night by Vegas. Vegas is a real good team, probably the best team in the West.
5-0.
Yeah. Yep, Dallas beat Colorado Saturday night 5-3. There's going to be a lot of goals scored in that series. But Vegas looks real good. Their offense is cooking. They're very physical on defense, and they're getting good goaltending. I think that they're going to go to the Stanley Cup Finals from the West. Somebody's got to go a long way to beat them. They'll beat Vancouver, and the way that Dallas and Colorado play with an open offense, I think that Vegas is they're tailor-made to get beat by Vegas.
I watched the LSU-Oklahoma game from the football playoffs last year yesterday afternoon.
Did you bet on it?
What a beating. What a beatdown. LSU, they really are. They really were some team last year. They were unbelievable.
They were a machine.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, almost like watching men versus boys. Really, it was just...
That's what it was like. Yeah. They were good on both sides of the ball. They had a tremendous quarterback and a great coach.
Well, where else do you want to go in sports here now?
Let's go to golf for a minute.
Yeah.
How'd your boy Tiger do this weekend?
Well, he finished 7-under.
7-under? I heard he was like 21 under or something. 21 away off the lead.
Well, the guy who won was almost 30 under. He had just an Dustin Johnson. He had an unbelievable round. Everybody else was around 14 or 15 under, and 10 and 12 under. He just smoked it. I mean, if you shoot 30 under and you're a pro, that's amazing. If you know anything about golf, that's amazing to be that far separated from the field. So, I didn't know about Tiger Woods. I saw what Johnson shot. Here's a guy though, like, you know, and well, you played golf this past weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
I
quit after like 13 holes again.
I'm sure you would. I mean,
it's boring.
Well, that's exactly right. It's just, I don't think it's your cup of tea. You go out there to, you're there to hang out with your friends.
And then that was it.
Yeah. But, you know, if you can drive the ball in the fairway 300 yards and you have a great short game, that's what this guy has. He's just amazing to watch. But anyway.
Let me tell you something. My buddy, he's a year older than me. He grew up with me in Jersey City. He was exposed to golf like probably exposed to the bubonic plague, which means very little. He could hit a ball straight as an arrow 300 yards. Yeah. He's just he doesn't practice, he doesn't play.
No, there's some guys
he hits the ball straight as an arrow 300 yards.
And there's some guys that can just we used to play in a tournament with a guy. This is no lie, Gene. I'll just mention that name. And the first two or three holes, But after he got two or three beers in him, 300, 330 straight down the middle of the fairway. But then by the time you were turning the corner and going to the 10th and 11th hole, you had to sober him up so we could get him home, okay? So you had to stop the drinking. And by the time...
this wasn't anywhere near like that.
No, but after two or three holes, the distance would be gone and the straightness would be gone. No, some guys can just really hit the ball dead center and do it 90% of the time. I was never one of those.
My point is, here's a guy that never played and can hit a ball straight as an arrow 300 yards.
Is he coordinated?
Never played.
Is he an athlete, though?
He's a baseball player. He was a pitcher. That doesn't... I mean, he's 60 years old. He's far removed from being an athlete.
Doesn't matter, these guys.
And he just had knee replacement a few months ago.
These guys are amazing. Once they settle in, I think if you're an athlete, you're an athlete. And if you're not, you're not. You're like everybody else, like me. Like, believe it or not, if you really wanted to put your mind to it, you could probably be decent at golf. You really could, because you were an athlete.
I'd need a lobotomy.
All right, how'd you pick?
Really, I start like wanting to drive the cart into trees and stuff.
How'd you do this weekend with your picks?
We didn't have any. Remember, I didn't have any.
That's right. You didn't have the.
Didn't have the form Friday.
Did you find out what happened?
No.
Okay.
It was there after I got off the phone with you guys about an hour later. So, you know, it's the first time it ever happened. It's no big deal, really. But it just is inconvenient that we couldn't do it. I mean, it was the first time in how long that happened.
Yeah. All right.
I'll make sure this week. I'll send them an email on Thursday to make sure I have it Thursday night.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning, see what's new in sports.
You got it. Have
a great
day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.